I got involved in the ANC because what I saw happening to my grandfather being arrested one morning by young white boys.
Adelaide Tambo's political career began at the tender age of 7 in 1935, following a riot and police raid at Vereeniging in the Vaal Triangle. There, she witnessed her 82-year-old grandfather being arrested and falling to the ground. A young policeman pushed him around and called him a boy. In hurt and anger, she vowed to fight apartheid to death. At 16, Adelaide Tambo was smuggling documents and letters for the ANC. 2 years later, she joined the ANC Youth League and was elected as a branch chairperson. Adelaide Tambo met her late husband Oliver at an ANC meeting when she was a student nurse in Pretoria. They got married while he was out on bail during the treason trial in December 1956. Following the Sharpeville massacre in 1960, the ANC sent them separately into exile to mobilise support for the liberation struggle and to isolate apartheid South Africa.
All I said was, I leave everything in the hands of God from this moment.
Former Speaker of Parliament Dr. Frene Ginwala met Adelaide Tambo in exile. Ginwala describes her as a strong woman who was a mother to countless exiled South Africans.
She gave them love. She opened her home to them. She opened her heart to them. We're losing the values, the principles, the love of that generation. We're losing a parent as a nation. One of the tragedies of current South Africa is that they didn't have an opportunity to really know people like Adelaide or Oliver Tambo.
But in the United Kingdom, Adelaide Tambo continued to encounter racism.
Now, when I got to London, I tried to get a flat, and I telephoned an agency, and this lady said to me, "You sound foreign." So I said, "Yes, I am foreign." Said, "Well, this person who owns this property does not want black people in his property. Are you very colored? Or perhaps are you a bit olive? Can we pass you as continental?" So I said, "No, I'm black. I'm an African." And she said, "I can't help you."
Tambo became a founding member of the Afro-Asian Solidarity Movement and Pan-African Women's Organization. She also worked with the International Defense and Aid Fund to sponsor families whose children had left South Africa in the wake of the 1976 Soweto student uprising. She was the family breadwinner, working up to 20 hours a day. Oliver Tambo's biographer, Luli Kalanikos, describes Adelaide Tambo as a woman of tremendous vitality, who's taken so much history to her grave.
When she was in exile with her husband, O.R., away from her, he was based in Africa and she was in London and worked as a nurse. She used to work double shifts so that she could earn enough money to support her three children, because, of course, the ANC couldn't afford to pay their cadres, even the most senior ones.
Adelaide Tambo returned home in 1991 as a gerontologist, having specialised in the ageing process. She was disappointed to find black South Africans living in shacks and appearing to be worse off than in 1960. In 1994, she was elected as an ANC Member of Parliament for 5 years and also as the Treasurer of the ANC Women's League. Author and activist Eleanor Sisulu says Tambo always affirmed her with praise and encouragement. Sisulu says it's going to be hard to imagine life without her because she was such an institution.
Matambo was a person who had strong sense of community. When there was a funeral, one of the first people to come there would always be Matambo. She always knew just exactly what to do. When people were still walking about dazed and in shock, she would take charge and she would organize things. She really was a great comfort.
In retirement, Adelaide Tambo devoted her energy to community work where her heart lay, while also working on her doctorate. President Thabo Mbeki honoured Tambo with the National Order of the Baobab in gold for her dedication to community service and nation building. Tambo was appointed as the honorary life patron of the Cape Town City Ballet. In response, Adelaide Tambo said, "My love of classical ballet was born during my years of exile in London. My wish is that in the coming years, every South African will have access to and learn to appreciate this most gracious and beautiful art form. I'm Angie Kaplianis in Johannesburg.